Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Clint Sterner and the Show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire. Presented by D&M Leasing. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, Tyler Milner, our trusty producer, there is some real Texans breaking news. Let's hear it.
Huge news out of Houston, fellas. The Houston Texans have made a trade. That trade is running back Mark Ingram. He is on his way to be back in New Orleans. The New Orleans Saints trade for Mark Ingram. He's going to fill a big need in New Orleans. This is coming from Ian Rapoport and Tom Pelissero. Again, that is running back Mark Ingram traded to the New Orleans Saints.
Mark Ingram out of here. One of the guys that David Culley said it was his, one of his leaders, one of his guys he builds around, one of the guys that got to have him. You remember the first game of the season? They had that that mic'd up session where David Culley, we need you here. You're a part of this. You're the big part of this rebuild, this culture thing. This seems like a culture guy that's out of here. Mark Ingram, we don't know exactly what he has yet, we don't know what he's been traded for and what the Texans have gotten back in return. Clint, I'll throw this over to you and get your reaction to this move. Once again, if you're just joining us, the Saints are trading for Mark Ingram from the Texans. No understanding of what the Texans are getting back in return. Real quick, reaction from some of his teammates. Well, actually, just one teammate. I'll try to clean this up.
One teammate that I think is a
was a culture builder.
Is a culture builder. Brandon Cooks, 3 minutes ago, this is
bull.
B-S, but he spelt it out, B-U-L-L, and then
such a joke.
This is B-S, such a joke. Yeah, clearly not a popular move in the locker room for the Houston Texans, which I totally understand. I mean, you look, Mark Ingram is a locker room dude. Like, he's genuine through and through a locker room guy. To hear that he's been traded it's big news. I mean, it's – he was one of the guys that, like you said, this coaching staff had stood behind and really leaned into in terms of building their culture. But, again, less about what they say, more about what we know, show is that there's not anybody in this locker room right now that's off limits. I mean, when it comes to the trade block, when it comes to acquiring draft capital for a player, no surprise that a big-name player, a favorite in the locker room, has been moved.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if this is more than a fifth-round pick. I would lean towards like a sixth. I'd be surprised when you look at a guy like Stephon Gilmore who got traded for like a fifth or a sixth-round pick. No, his contract had something to do with it, but Mark Ingram's probably not fetching a fourth-rounder or anything like that. So it'll be interesting to see what they get back. But I think the thing is, you look at this, Clint, you say, all right, Mark Ingram's out. Well, then who now has an opportunity?
Well, you might get a shot with your boy.
If Scottie Phillips does not play Sunday, I swear before God in heaven. I know they're listening. If Scottie Phillips, not personal, it is straight football. If he doesn't get on the field, if this means that David Johnson and Philip Lindsay are about to mix this thing up and get 25 carries between the two of them, I'm gonna snap. I really am. If Scotty, what else would get in his way? If Rex Burkhead, oh God, I almost threw up thinking
you,
about
you
it.
You just remembered there was a Burkhead on the roster too, right. Didn't you?
If Rex,
I'll bet you.
There's no way.
I bet you Rex Burkhead, David Johnson, and Philip Lindsay split carries this. They get all the duty. You think Scotty Phillips is active?
It just doesn't. Please, I'm disheveled. If Scotty Phillips doesn't get on the field, to me, I would greatly question if they know what they're doing. Nothing makes sense. You're trading away everybody. You're trading away guys. You don't have your tackles. You don't have if you don't play Scotty Phillips, who showed you in the preseason that he was the most productive back you had, he's young. You're 1-6. As Clint believes, you're sending Davis Mills out to the Wolves against Aaron Donald. Why not him get looks? If he doesn't play Sunday, then I'm seriously questioning if they know what they're doing. It doesn't make any sense. There's no explanation that would make sense that Scotty Phillips doesn't get it. Come on, man. All right. Sorry, Mark.
Let's put the Mark Ingram, Houston Texans running back era to bed, man, the right way. Before you go off the deep end for Scotty Phillips,
I got to pull back.
Good gosh. I mean, I like to see him too, but damn, for Scotty Phillips to move you like that.
I just say it, but it's more than Scotty Phillips. Like, to me, for the life of me, I'm doing it. You're right. Listen, Dave, I got a little Coors. Let me pour a little bit out for Dave.
Pour a little bit.
Or Mark man. Ingram, man. We had Mark Ingram
on. You're
over
pouring it out for Dave too, huh?
Yeah, Dave too. Mark Ingram, good. Pour one out. Let me pour one out for David Culley, because this is just yet another example of whatever he says doesn't really matter, because this would be the last person you would have thought he would have traded.
Yeah, this is a prime example of with the Texans. And look, really not with just the Texans. With any team that's rebuilding like this, pay less attention to what they say and more to what they do. There is zero doubt about it that Mark Ingram, if anybody would have called with any kind of draft capital, they were going to move Mark Ingram. And now that the Saints, a place he's played before, a team that knows him well, they're in need, and they've gone out. And I can't wait to see the draft capital. I wonder what it's going to be. I bet it's going to piss some people off. It's going to be so low. Well, you think it's a fifth rounder?
I think it's a sixth. I hope for a fifth. If you get a fifth for him, you did good, right? You did good, in my opinion. I want to be fair. This move is the right thing. Like, to trade, if you can get an extra draft pick for him, the move makes sense. Now, the following move has to make sense, too. Like, you got to use young players. If you're going to roll out there for, yet again, David Johnson, 7 carries for 25 yards like he did against Arizona.
Do you know David Johnson had more touches in the Arizona game than any other skilled player on the team?
Yes, I do know that.
When you combine his rushes and his catches,
yes,
he had
5 catches.
He had 5 catches, 7 rushes,
12 touches, baby.
David Johnson went back to Arizona, got him 12 touches.
I'll get David somewhere thinking.
David's
right now,
fixing to get to work.
Job,
with
baby.
Mark Ingram getting this traded, David Johnson's going to get – he's going to get tote to rock.
And doesn't Scotty Phillips – run the way that Ingram did? Like, he's the hard, powerful
none
back.
None of that matters, though,
Show.
Like, you're making too much sense. None of that matters. Like, his style and his youth and the twitch that he plays with and what he did in the preseason, all of that stuff, it makes perfect sense to you and me, but in the big scheme of things, clearly that's never moved the needle for David Culley and company.
Yeah.
And so I just – they got three – Rex Burkhead – I know it's hurting you to talk about it. Rex Burkhead and David Johnson and Philip Lindsay, I think, are going to split the carries this week. It wouldn't surprise me if Scotty Phillips isn't even active. What do you think?
If he isn't active, I can't. Mark Ingram, breaking news, traded to the Saints. We're not sure what he's gotten back yet, but – one of the culture builders is traded to the Saints. And, by the way, Brandon Cooks, if you missed it, Brandon Cooks, he responded on Twitter immediately after the move saying, "This is BS." Spelling it out, folks. This is bull S. Such a joke. Wow. All righty. We'll see and how things go.
That's coming from the player that I believe is the mouthpiece for the organization.
Yes.
I believe that Brandon Cooks is the mouthpiece for Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio and David Culley in terms of whatever needs to be said. I believe he pushes that message, if you will. Clearly, this ain't sitting well with him.
Feels like we're getting close to a Brandon Cooks on-field meltdown. All right, that's the latest. Mark Ingram, he's gone.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, it is game two of the World Series, and we are out here on the corner of Crawford and Congress across the street from Minute Maid. And here, the news that's jumping out, Clint, is there's a move that is mandated. Mandated. By the commissioner, Rob Manfred, Clint.
That's he a strong is forcing. One, wasn't it?
Boy, someone is enjoying this pregame. he is forcing the Astros to have the roof open tonight at Minute Maid. The Astros are being forced. It is mandated by the commissioner that the roof is open. This will only be the seventh game of their 81 home games this year. None of the games they played in the postseason as well, where the roof has been open at all. And, This is crazy. I didn't even know this was a thing. I did not know that Rob Manfred could come in and decide how a roof is being used for a team that has a roof, that it has to be open. That part is
it's interesting. There's a couple of things, right? Number one is why is whether the roof at Minute Maid is open or closed, why is that on the to-do list for the commissioner of Major League Baseball to decide? When the Astros have home field advantage, they earned home field advantage, they should be able to make those kinds of decisions. I don't know why that's on Rob Manfred's to-do list, number one. Number two, when you look at it, what does it mean for the Astros, right? Ultimately, is all that we give a rip about. And I think the one legit, I think even Dusty mentioned a couple of things, but I think the one legit difference with the roof open is the noise level. I think there's going to be opportunities in this game or situations in this game where I think the crowd would be the crowd noise will be a major impact, and I think that's knocked down a notch when the roof is open. The crowd's ability to get extra loud will vary according to that roof being open. I do believe that.
And it's in some way could be effective to the Astros, at least according to Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker said it will probably, and I quote, take away some of our home field advantage because we don't know how the ball could carry with the roof open due to wind. Okay. I think both teams will be okay. They've both played outside. The Astros have practiced with the roof open before. So I don't love that from Dusty. We'll see if that's a factor tonight, the roof being open. I think it could be a factor with a big rally happening for the Astros and how loud it can be because the roof is closed, because it would be much louder with it closed. That, to me, is the only way where I see it really taking away home field.
Well, I hope the Astros go out there and just whoop on that ass a little
That's
bit.
Right.
And the roof being open is not a factor in any way you slice it. How about that?
I'm with you. All right, Clint, the breaking news, Mark Ingram being traded to the Saints. And I think the part that's becoming even bigger is how his teammates are reacting. We've heard from Brandon Cooks. Oh, God. Lonnie Johnson ran to Twitter as well.
No, he didn't. Lonnie,
yeah,
Lonnie, you ain't got the pelts on the wall, man.
Oh, well, don't tell Lonnie that.
Oh, man.
I'll have to read what his teammates are saying on the way back. And Lonnie, good God, we'll see how long Lonnie's going to be on this team, to be honest with you. That coming up next.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 2 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner in the show.
All right, as we jump in with the breaking news, Mark Ingram is traded from the Texans. We are not sure what the parameters in terms of what the Texans are getting back, but he has been traded to a familiar place, back to Sean Payton, your old offensive coordinator with the New Orleans Saints, where he played a long time. He's been traded there. And I think the big point is, like, I'm looking at social media, Clint, and two of his teammates, one in Brandon Cooks, who was one of the real leaders on this football team.
Yeah.
He comes out and says, this is bull S, and says it's such a joke. And then Lonnie Johnson says, I know that boy Mark is happy. Happy for you.
Happy for you? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, look, I mean, there's several angles here, man. Number one, I think it's a smart move to trade Mark Ingram. To trade Mark Ingram, go get draft capital, whatever it is you can get. Mark Ingram's not going to be here, was not going to be here long term. No. He was not going to help you in a rebuild. He was not going to help you win ball games in two or three or four years. And so getting something for Mark Ingram, I think, is a win for the Texans, number one. Number two, no surprise that he is a fan favorite, yes, but a favorite of the guys in the locker room, the players in the locker room. No surprise that they're commenting about him no longer being here. Number three, the thing about this trade that surprises me is that what you just said, he is a guy that you would think would fit squarely in that group of culture guys that do things the right way, that show up every day and are accountable, that are true professionals.
Like Whitney, too. This, like, is the second one. This,
sure,
is the second one,
yeah,
they've done in a week.
Yeah, I mean, it is an interesting move to think that with what they've preached consistently since they took over in Houston, that they were going to change the culture, and he was one of the pillars, if you will, of that change. For him to be traded is awfully interesting. I think it's a great move by the Texans.
Yeah, it makes
but
sense.
For them to part ways, you know, not even halfway through the season with Mark Ingram, I think is interesting in terms of the dynamic inside the building.
What do you think the effect this is going to have on his teammates? I mean, we're looking at Brandon Cooks, who clearly is not with it, and then Lonnie Johnson obviously also is not. I mean, he's not making any bones about it. Happy free you. Happy free you, Mark.
Yeah, like, look, I mean, there's –
I just wonder how this is – we talked about the struggles of losing the team with decisions, and they're sitting here at 1-6, and these veterans that are there have watched them trade Whitney Merciless.
This – if you really think about this, right, and I'm thinking way back,
And I want to step in. I'm not to say that Whitney Merciless is like some big piece. I'm just saying the moves that started to make.
He appeared to be bought in. I mean, he appeared to be a guy that was okay with the rebuild, okay with collecting that check.
I just didn't want to make it sound like I meant like Whitney Merciless like trading J.J. Watt or something.
It's interesting now because didn't Culley a little bit earlier today, didn't David Culley make it a point to say he doesn't talk about trades and trade deadlines type things with Nick Caserio?
And they make a move.
And then he may have known that this move was going to be on the table and it wasn't going to be real popular with that locker room. And he wanted to go ahead and get out in front of it and let everybody know, hey, man, that's Nick Caserio's job right there. I don't talk trades. I don't talk trade deadline. That's Nick Caserio. So, who knows, man? This is a curious move considering what you think the Texans are trying to build over there. You would think he would be one of the biggest voices. Not think. Hell, I know he's one of the biggest voices in the locker room throughout the week and on game day. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is interesting. So that's the latest news with the Texans. Running back Mark Ingram, big trust. Woo woo. He's no longer a Houston Texan.
I guess he's not gonna get 20 touches this week.
No, he's not. Yeah, that's not happening for you. And I know that's
well. That's the other fall. That's the fallout. That's the other part of the Mark Ingram trade. That's a solid talking point. Is now that Mark Ingram's gone, who gets the carries? Right now that Mark Ingram's gone, is it David Johnson? Is it Rex Burkhead? Is it Philip Lindsay? Or since the coaching staff a couple of weeks ago started talking about a youth movement and getting younger guys somewhere on the defensive side of the football, do they finally give Scotty Phillips a little bit of run at the running back position?
I'm just mentally preparing myself if they're going to go with David Johnson.
Oh, they're going to go they're like gonna ride David.
If I do that, I won't be incensed. I won't be. Clint Sterner run the show tonight, though.
Yep.
There is game two tonight, and I don't know. Maybe it pressure is the wrong word, or maybe it might be the wrong word or the right word, but Jose Urquidy tonight is on the bump, and listen, Clint, he just can't. He cannot have what happened to him in the first start. He can't get five outs.
Nine outs.
And be out. Five.
Nine is the number.
He's got to get nine.
Give me four more than he did last time.
Last time he got five and couldn't get out. And, Clint, he got five outs and went 1-2-3 in the first.
Yeah.
And got bounced because he couldn't get out of it.
Wheels came off quick, didn't they?
Quick. All right, so that's a big – when you look at what Framber did yesterday, only being able to get six outs, and now you put seven innings on that bullpen, a bullpen that had been worked big time. Jose Urquidy has to give them length and keep them in the game. Dusty can't be going out there. Did you see Dusty, by the way, yesterday trying to pull all the old school tricks? Dusty walked out there, stopped, checked his socks one time.
To try to
get Phil Maton about two extra more pitches in the bullpen. Dusty don't need it. Like, he's got to.
Dusty checked the length of his pants about halfway to the mound trying to buy a little didn't he?
He walked out there, and I said, he got me. I said, oh, man, I think he's going to leave Greinke in. Or, I mean, Odorizzi in. He's going to leave him in for a little bit. Now, I just sat there and talked to him until that umpire came out there and said, what you doing, Dusty? I'm bringing him in.
Look, he needed a little time to go out there. And, of course, we know who came in after that? Maton? He was letting Maton get a little bit more loose. But he really wanted to let old Odorizzi know that he thought he did a really good job, man.
For a long time.
Hey, Jake, man, I know you're pissing. I'm pulling you out after giving up one hit. I'm going to let Maton come in here, and I'm going to let him walk the lead off and then let the second hitter get a hit and have runners at first and second, no outs. And I'm not going to pull him out, but I'm going to pull you after you get one out. And the reason I'm doing that is because I'm going to need you down the road, man.
And I want to keep talking to you so I can get Phil a couple more throws out here to see if somebody come in here and stop us, and that's
Jake,
when I take you out.
Jake did leave the mound in a little different fashion, though. He did shake up Correa and all the fellas before he left. He left in a good mood, man.
Yeah, he did. But that's what you need Urquidy to do. You need Urquidy to leave. You need Urquidy to leave tonight with everybody with that roof open, standing up and applauding. Great work.
That's right.
Great work. Great work. That's how you need him to walk off the mound. Because if he walks out with five outs recorded and you're sitting there and it's like 6-0,
Why would you say that right now?
I'm just saying the hell he'd have. I'm just saying you can't have what happened last time. You can't have what happened.
I mean, you said it, but you keep reiterating it. Like, I mean,
I'm just reiterating what he don't need to do. What you got? You nine out? Nine out. You back on that? You back on that?
Yeah, look, I'm back on it. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going 12.
I mean, I'm sure people are like, man, shut up about nine outs. Well, you'd have took nine last night.
Easy.
You'd have took nine last night. That's for damn sure. I think we need nine outs from Jose Urquidy, and then we can go from there.
I'm going 12 outs.
You one up me, huh?
Just give me four innings.
Well,
not even asking for five.
If he gives you a solid nine, man, he's probably dialed in, and you're more than likely going to get more than just that three inning mark. I mean, but that's the spot where, again, look, it's going to be the same thing with Luis Garcia. I mean, look, I wish there was a pitcher in this rotation, a starting pitcher in this rotation that comes along where I could go, hey, man. I'm back to my. I need a quality start.
So you wouldn't be
start.
Saying this if Lance was out here. You wouldn't.
No. Hell, I wasn't saying it until the wheels came off in the ALCS.
It took you about three starts.
With Fromber coming out there,
it took you about three starts. You said, "Well, hell, I'm asking for too much at this point." Now
it took me three straight starters to go out there and not make it through to the nine out mark for me to start asking for nine outs.
Yeah,
but that's
he
where
just
I'm at.
Can't take a dump on the field. Like, I mean, he can't or Fromber, like you said, Fromber peed down his leg. He just can't. I mean, he just can't. I mean, he just can't stink. Five outs.
Well, I told you, to me, it's simple, man. It's I know Fromber was bad, but it's hard for me to discuss pitching and worry about pitching when the lineup doesn't produce.
Can Jose?
Two runs. You can't score two runs and then bitch about the pitching like that. That angle that can't work. That don't work. Not with this team. Like back with them old Astros with the Rocket with Roger Clemens and Roy Oswalt and all those guys. Yeah, okay. Now we can talk about, you know, low scoring games. This isn't a lineup that should be. It's not acceptable to go one or two runs, especially when you knock the starter off the mound before he's out of the third inning and you're into their bullpen.
I think can you bitch a little bit if your pitching just sets records before the first three innings.
We're
home run before.
Oh hell, I mean I don't know if you figured out. Hell, I can bitch about damn near anything. Hell, that's pretty easy, man.
Home run before they even got it. 2-0 before they get to the plate. The first time ever a home run was hit as the first swing in World Series history, and a team has scored runs in game one in three consecutive innings. That's what happened with the pitching. They can't do that. Coming up. All right. Dusty's put the lineup out. Has he made a mistake? Should there have been a move made in this lineup? We'll discuss that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 2 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner in the show.
All right, the lineups are out, Clint. The lineups are out, and your wish was not granted.
I know.
Brother, are you surprised? Are you surprised a little bit? Nah. Did you think he may do something?
No. I mean, I hoped he would. I hoped he would, and I firmly believe in selling this move that I would make. I'm not stirring the pot. It doesn't surprise me that Dusty Baker, being the player's coach that he is, would probably hesitate to make such a bold move with a player like Alex Bregman. It doesn't surprise me one bit. And look, I hope he's right. I hope I'm dead wrong, and I hope Alex Bregman starts swinging the bat better and contributing. I mean, the Astros need him to. There's no question about it. So I hope I'm dead wrong. I've just seen enough.
Because you think you're right. You think right now, game two after tonight last is time night, to shake up the lineup.
He's been struggling since he came back. And I say struggling, and I use that word way too loosely, because I'm talking about for Bregman standards, right? I mean, he hadn't been struggling for Major League Baseball standards, but for Bregman standards, I would say that Bregman definitely in the playoffs has not contributed nearly as much as one would expect or he would expect, okay? He's left a lot to be desired from what he's done in the playoffs. And when you've got the dynamic in the lineup of where the AL batting champ is hitting seventh, like, how do you not go, man, it sure would be nice the way he's swinging it to him to be hitting in the top of the lineup. Like, I mean, how do you look at Tucker with what Tucker's doing and not in hindsight go, man, it sure would feel good if Tucker was batting that three hole the way he's seeing the ball and swinging the bat right now. I don't know how you don't look at it that way. Now, whether you make the move or not, that's a different story, because there's obviously fallout if it is received poorly by the locker room or the clubhouse. But for me, yeah, I would have liked to have seen Dusty make the move. And basically, what I would like to see is Tucker in the three hole, and I'd like to see Bregman push down in the lineup. Now, I don't care where that's at, you know, five, six, or seven, anywhere in that range. Doesn't matter where it was. I'd like to see them take advantage of how well Tucker's swinging the bat right now.
713-572-4610. You can text in. Do you believe that Dusty Baker should have shook up the lineup today? Right? You've got, and there are some numbers to back it up, right? I mean, you look at Altuve, who's the leadoff hitter, and you look at their number five hitter, Correa, and their number three hitter, Bregman, as you just spoke about with him. They're 0 for 12 last night. They're 0 for 12 last night. They came up in some key spots, but they were 0 for 12, left runners on base. And then when you look at Brantley, Tucker, and Yuli, they were 7 for 13 last night.
Yeah.
And you look at those guys. So there is some credence there to it. I guess my point is, I think two points. I feel like it's a panic move after game one of the World Series, and a panic move with guys who have, I think, stripes and earned it. Because you look at the top, I mean, we talk about Bregman. Hell, Altuve's been worse than him. He's had some big moments with the two home runs. But, I mean, hell, his approach has been to hell with it. I mean, you think he doesn't know they're down 5-0? Most times his at-bats are 2-0. He's just free-swinging. The thought doesn't appear, let's get on base, in his mind. Right, I mean, they were down. There was a complete shift where I know Jose Altuve is capable of hitting the ball the other way if he wants to. There was nobody but a first baseman on the right side of the infield, and he still pulled it right to a shortstop to get it. Could have gotten himself on base to start a rally. He's been worse, but those guys have such a track record, such a look at the back of the baseball card, that I think it's too soon to panic with those guys to start moving them. And I think the signal it sends could be an issue moving forward in the most important games. You've rolled with me, and we've had ups and downs, and now in the World Series you're going to lose confidence in me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the deal, man, is I think if Bregman and this clubhouse – couldn't make sense of that particular move, then I don't know what the hell to tell them. Like, I mean, if it were to happen, like, I don't know of, you know, the losing faith and the losing confidence and all that kind. No, man, you're playing the hot hand. I mean, you got bumped down the lineup for the guy that was the best hitter in the American League, not for some chump at the bottom of the lineup. I mean, it's a different dynamic in this particular lineup. I think a little bit more highly of the guys and their ability to handle a lineup being shook up, and maybe I speak a little too freely about it, but that's just where I'm at with this particular lineup. Is I think you got some interchangeable pieces, and when one of these horses is hot, you got to ride that joker. And right now, there is no doubt about it that Kyle Tucker's seeing the ball as well, if not better, than anybody in this lineup. And I'm gonna ride that horse. Here's the thing to me though, is so we're not just talking about a struggle. I think in Bregman's career, he's left a lot to be desired in the playoffs, big picture, at the plate. I think you look at a guy that after the ALCS, and I don't mean to beat the dead horse, but after the ALCS, he sat down on the set with David Ortiz and A-Rod and those guys, and it was uncomfortable. The conversation was uncomfortable because they were questioning, like, man, you ain't yourself, man. What's going on? Like, with the whole ALCS, what's been going on? And then he comes out in the first game of the World Series and looks completely lost at the plate multiple times in the first place. So, I mean, it's one of those where, man, the quality lineup, you know, and his struggles, I just think it warrants a conversation about, hey, man, at some point there might need to be a change-up. There might need to be a shake-up of this lineup if things don't change.
Yeah, I guess my thought is, I'm curious from you. I think they need Bregman to win this series. Like, I think they're going to need Bregman to at some point at least have moments where he is Alex Bregman. And I think whether you think it's fair or not, maybe you disagree and we can talk about it. I can see the text line, they're grown men, and you call. I think you do this move to him, and if you were to move him down at this point, I think he's going to feel some kind of way about it, whether he should or whether you think he should or you shouldn't. Like, damn, I just got two hits in game six of the ALCS. I scored runs in that. Like, I think he's going to think some kind of way about it. And then I think it's going to let him know, oh, my manager, Dusty Baker, doesn't have confidence in me. I'm moving down to the seventh spot. I'm moving down to the sixth spot. Like, I think there's a potential that this does more harm to Alex Bregman, and that he's in his head, even if he is in his head, he's in his head even more at this point. And I know that they're professional athletes. They should, but you know it better than I do, that there are guys that kind of stuff messes with them.
You're right. I mean, there's guys
that need him to win this series.
There are guys, I agree, they definitely need him to win the series. There are guys in major league, in pro sports that are mentally fragile, no question about it. But I don't mean to butt you to death on this thing, man, but
I mean,
Correa's been bounced all over the lineup. Yuli's been bounced all over. Hell, if anybody can complain right now, it's Yuli batting seventh. I mean, are you kidding? Sixth, what, seventh, whatever the hell he's batting. Are you kidding me? I mean, he led American League in batting average. What are we doing? I mean, if we wanted to complain, we all make sense of it because everybody in that lineup is, one through seven, you could literally roll the dice up, roll it on the table, and make a damn lineup out of one through seven. So it's okay to move everybody else around, but Bregman, when we talk about moving Bregman, he's just mentally fragile and I don't know if he'll be able to handle it. I agree with you that it's possible, and I agree with you that if Dusty Baker knows that, nobody knows it better than Dusty. If that is the case, then he's making the right call.
I don't even know that it's mentally fragile. Maybe you think it is. I just think it could have it cause an effect. I think it makes the situation become bigger in his head, in his mind. I don't know how it couldn't. I'm batting third in here, and now somebody's lost confidence in me. Like it can be sold, and I think that's the thing. I think you're selling as much is Yuli is swinging the bat so well, in conjunction with him struggling a bit and him not being himself. That's why you want to make the switch. But I still think he will view it. You could see it viewing it in his head as they've lost confidence in me.
Sure. You could. But I would like to think that Alex Bregman's more mentally strong than that. I mean, look, if you don't look at this game
that's
and go, we're guaranteed three games. We're guaranteed three more Astros games. And we've got two hitters at the bottom. Well, not the bottom. I guess they're hitting six and seven that are tearing the cover off the ball. And I'm not seeing it well. I mean, my swing don't feel good. I'm not seeing it well. I'm not contacting the ball well. I'm not confident at the plate. I would be willing to accept a move right there when it's the guys that we're talking about. Bregman may not. I personally would, given the circumstances.
All right, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, everybody, many people here on the text line with you on this.
I ain't messing with Altuve, though, Chief. Nope.
But see, that's the one for me. Like, I mean, it, I mean, I think, hell, I think Altuve need he would be the one that he would be the one that you move before anybody. Like, I mean, to me, even before Bregman, I mean, if we just look at now, I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't mess with him. I think the same thing I'm talking about with Bregman. But I mean, he's been worse to me than Bregman has. I mean, Bregman almost at least worked a walk in the first inning. I mean, Altuve's just out here just swinging. I mean, he's got to. Is there any way he's going to have another approach? Like right now, Clint, it feels like he's not going to have a different approach because he never really does. It's just going to be, does the pitcher make a mistake? And John Smoltz walks up. Every time he walks up to the plate, John says, he better not throw a strike here.
Bro, we were making bets last night on whether he swings the first pitch. I mean, he's coming out of his shoes swinging at the first pitch. I mean, look, there's nothing. We've talked about this. I'm more frustrated. I get more frustrated with the number one Astro of all time when he's batting. Altuve frustrates me more than anybody. But it's hard to really complain about what Altuve does, big picture, at the plate. But there's nothing more frustrating. Last night, they're down four. No, there's nobody on. And this guy is, I mean, the full out pull shift. I mean, they got one. Yeah, the first baseman's playing where the second baseman typically plays, and he is coming out of his shoes trying to pull the ball. When I'm like, bro, there's no 4-run swing in your bat right now.
We need
a base runner, and you are literally coming out of your shoes three straight times and then going to the dugout. Actually, he didn't. He watched the third strike, I think. But nonetheless, it's like, man, what? There was one.
The same scenario. Where they needed base runners, like they could have gotten two base runners.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
and he pulled it right in the shift, and they showed it overhead, and there was nobody but the first baseman over there, nobody. Like, but I mean, for me, my thing is these guys got to play better, as opposed to Dusty's got to move them. These guys got to play better and got to pick it up. And I could get with you more on the Bregman thing if it felt like Bregman just was like Maldonado, who just looks defeated and looks like he doesn't have nothing.
You can argue that Maldonado looked
bad night.
You can argue that Maldonado looked better at the plate last night than Bregman did. You can argue that.
When Charlie Morton was in the game, he did.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
For some reason, he's got this thing.
Yeah,
the only time Charlie got him was on an absolute missile hit right to the first baseman.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I just that's when I saw Bregman last night. That's when I thought, man, what is going on, man? I mean, it's a lost cause right now. Hopefully Dusty's right. He turns that thing around, and I got to come in here and eat a little bit of crow and apologize to my man Bregman tomorrow. That's what I hope.
I think he feels it. You hope he's not pressing, but I think he feels it. I think he's going to reward his manager. Coming up, and we'll see something closer to Alex Bregman. Clint, the other news here is we get ready for game one. We're out here live on the corner of Crawford and Congress. We see people are rolling in, and this thing is about to start getting going as the Astros look to try to tie this series up with Jose Urquidy against Max Fried on the bump. The other news here, Clint, is that the Texans have made a move here. They have traded Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram back to the Saints, Clint. We're not sure what they get back. I would not expect it to be anything big. You said earlier, I bet you people here may get be upset when they find out what it is because it's too low. I mean, what should the expectation be for Mark Ingram in a trade?
To a team that knows who he is and obviously has a need at the running back position, I would say a fifth rounder. I would definitely say a fifth rounder.
And I think that would be a win.
Hell yeah, it'd be a win. Absolutely it would be.
At this point, I know you said you'd be shocked if Tyrod Taylor plays and starts Sunday. I'll be surprised and shocked if they got that much for him, if they got a fifth round pick. We'll see about it. But the one thing about it that I'm hopeful of is that potentially this opens the door to get to see younger backs a younger back like Scottie Phillips. Like
yeah,
this, this has to open the door. If this doesn't open the door for you to see more of him, then I don't know what the hell will. I don't know what will.
No, look, I agree with you, man. If we don't see Scottie Phillips now, I don't know what the Texans are doing. I don't know what the point is in keeping him on the team. And you know, this is this perfect scenario to get him some run. In fact, it's precisely why you would make this move, right? I mean, is you feel like you have some confidence in the young back, not that you have more confidence than you once had in the older backs that you have on the roster. But look, I can't figure it out, man. I cannot for the life of me figure out the love affair with David Johnson. I'll never tell you, show, that there's many things that I can do in this world, but I can hit a baseball back in the day.
You could, baby.
And I can evaluate players, particularly on the offensive side of the football, as well as a good chunk of coaches in this world. And I'm talking about highly paid coaches. And I, for the life of me, I cannot see, whether it's training camp, whether it's games, whether it's game film, catching the ball, running the ball, I cannot put my finger on, okay, this is why David Johnson is the guy that they're choosing to throw the football to five times and give him seven carries, give him 12 touches in a game. I have no idea. I wish I could figure something out, and I wouldn't even give a damn if it stirred the pot and people didn't like it. I'd give it to you. I can't find one damn thing.
Especially now, Clint, because there was a thought where they're hell-bent on making David Johnson work because he is the guy that they got back in the Hopkins trade and all of that. They're hell-bent
sure
on trying to make
like
that work. But none of those guys are here.
They sure made it look like last week. It sure did look like they were putting the front on last week, giving 12 touches last week against his old team.
His old team. They were happy.
But
that doesn't even make sense. Nick doesn't have anything to do with that. Like, Nick's not going to look bad if David Johnson stinks this year like he has. Cullen's not going to look bad.
I know
if he
it's a stretch.
I don't understand that.
I know it's a stretch, brother. I don't.
That used to be the one.
And you remember when Corey Dillon? I'm not comparing the two backs. I'm just talking about the situations. Corey Dillon went to New England late in his career. Wasn't that his last stop?
He was really good in New England.
But he was old, and he was an older player, and New England just needed a serviceable back that could get downhill and give you I think it was when Corey Dillon was in New England. But my point anyway is, if you had a team that was buttoned up and they had a couple of backs go down, and they were legit across the front, had a great receiving core and quarterback, and they just needed a back they know could pass protect, you know, they could trust, then I could see David Johnson joining a team and a team going, yeah, we like this guy. But in the middle of a rebuild, it makes zero sense.
Not a stitch of sense. I don't get it either. Clint had a lot of fun today. Tyler had a lot of fun. Jim Mudd did all the
hope,
hard work.
You better hope Bregman goes 3-for-3 tonight.
I don't need to hope anything.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Panic button.
You've hit it. and luckily for us, Dusty hasn't.
I hit that son of a bug hard, boy.
Boy. All right, Astros tonight. They got to get this one. Game 2, Jose Urquidy. Hopefully he can get more than 5 outs this time. Or
9 is the number, baby.
9. Great job all the way around. Houston, I am Ron the Show Hughley, and as always, baby, we love you, baby.
Me and Cooter Light and jump off in this pool.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.